I am also going to be chatting to the phenomenal Liesel Snyman, the author of Beautifully Flawed. Now, she is a life coach, a business owner, a loving mother, and a first-time author. She's going to chat to us about the journey of this book, how it came about, the whole shebang. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too.
Thank you so much, Liesel, for joining us this morning. Welcome to The Link Up.
Thank you, Natasha. Thank you for being so bold and approaching me. Yeah. Thank you. It's so lovely being here with you.
I said to you off air when I saw, and you know the story because we chatted off air, when I saw the post on Facebook, I was like, I need to chat to this woman. And it's, I promise you, it was, I don't know what it was about the post, either the book, but something just grabbed my, and I was like, no, I need to reach out. And so it happened. And here you are.
I wish I can take credit for that, but no, that all is God. Yeah. And yes, I feel excited. I told you last night, I'm going to sleep with my clothes on, so when I get up tomorrow morning, I can just kind of run.
Yeah, come into studio. Thank you so much. Let's chat about this phenomenal book. Now, you wrote this book to share the message of grace and a transformation that you've experienced in your life.
Yep.
What else can listeners sort of expect in this book?
Okay, so Natasha and everybody else, good morning everyone, wherever you're listening from. I hope that you're going to enjoy our little conversation this morning.
Yeah.
But I think Beautifully Flawed really is a story about all those inconvenient and ugly truths that we try so hard to hide, the secrets that we don't want people to know of us. So in essence, I think Beautifully Flawed shows a picture of what Liesel was and who I came to be when I encountered God the way I encountered. And ultimately, it's everything that I was before that kept me locked in my shame for nearly 16, just shy of 16 years.
Wow.
For 16 years, my self-worth was so low. And I think the essence of Beautifully Flawed, which I believe God gave to me in the words, is for our people to be liberated from shame. Because long after the act has been completed, sin is the act, the consequences of shame. Long after that has been done, and even after you've repented from it, you're still locked in. You don't want to talk about it.
Yet
there are people out there that need your story so that they can see the evidence of what God's grace and love and mercy can do.
Sure.
So I wish I can tell the whole story over this interview.
And this is just the intro, guys. Already so powerful. I cannot.
Oh, Lord.
Powerful. Now, and Liesel, let's talk about, you know, the starting point, your inspiration and even the motivation to going, I want to write this book. What was that thing, that I don't know how to describe it, but that went, listen, start. Do this.
It's actually quite strange that of how it started because it started with a life altering event where God kept me. So in 2020, without giving too much details, I was diagnosed with lymphoma stage 3 cancer. So for those listeners and everybody who's tuned in that knows about cancer, there's 4 stages. So 3 ultimately means that the cells have moved around in my body, and the prognosis was really intense. You know, the chances for survival were very slim.
Sure.
But 2 years prior to being diagnosed, I had my encounter with God. So I had now gotten to know this God who saved me from the sinful state who I once were. So when I was diagnosed, I believed that he was going to carry me through this, because I heard this word saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That was my moment when I heard the news of cancer, but then I heard this voice and I believed, because I know what he did in me already.
Sure.
So whilst the doctors had their prognosis, and whilst I went through the process of the disease, because I got really sick and a lot of people saw death. But I just wanted to live. All I know that whilst everyone saw death, nobody said it. They told me that afterwards they saw that I was going to go. So a lot of people wanted to spend time with me, but all I wanted to do was live for Christ. And after I came through that process of walking through the valley of the shadow of death, literally, I knew that the story needs to be told, because I knew what happened when I was 16, how I became a young teenage mom, and how I became a teenage wife, and how my life just went into a whirlwind of sin and shame. And for 16 years, I did things that people in shameful situations do. too. Mm. You know, when your worth is so low that you actually become what everybody else said they were.
Yeah.
And when the voices quiet down, my own war happened in my mind.
Sure.
And I
now you've got to deal with these voices.
I had to deal with those voices. Mm. So the book, ultimately, when I started writing, I thought initially I was going to write about my journey through the valley of the shadow of death.
Mm.
But when I sat down, the Holy Spirit said, Liesl, but that is not who you were before you found me, and the world needs to hear the entire story. And I was like, nah, Lord, I can't.
How far back do you want me to go?
No, I can't tell them that.
Yeah.
And I promise you, it was a back and forth, because I think society have taught us that if you share certain things, you're going to be judged.
Yes.
You're going to be condemned.
Yes.
You're going to be called and labeled what you did.
Mm.
And I was no longer that person. So I wanted to keep it hidden under.
You wanted to restrict it a bit. Yeah.
Under righteousness. Because now I was walking in the righteousness, and I wanted to keep it there. But the Lord said, you need to tell them what I have done.
Wow.
So then my story started.
Sure.
And I had to write about the fact that I fell pregnant at the age of 16.
Mm.
The fact that I was married at the age of 17, we then got married, and then that I stepped out of our marriage.
Wow.
Yes, I was the cause of my children's happy home that fell apart. I hurt their father, and I didn't want to talk about it.
Mm.
And then I had to tell about how I tied myself to men in order to feel validated and to belong and worthy.
Mm.
I wanted to be known by some people, and being known back then was just kind of attaching myself to men in order to be seen and to be heard.
Mm.
And it's stuff that you don't want to share.
No.
But I needed to, because it speaks of the grace.
Yeah.
It speaks and it reveals the condition that my heart was in when the Lord found me.
Sure. That unmerited grace.
That unmerited grace.
Sure.
I had to speak about a second marriage that only lasted 6 months.
Sure.
How I felt when people judged me for being married twice and then divorced twice. I had to speak about those moments of shame and how I wanted to take my life. But then God said, no.
No. You are enough.
You are enough.
You're worthy.
Worthy.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
We're having a moment.
I'm so glad you have tissues.
I have tissues. Close by, even. Oh, my goodness. The passion in your story. And you know what? Well done for even summarizing it the way that you did without even giving too much away. But I love that you've touched on that, because in as much as we think these things or we try and cover them, it is happening.
It's happening.
Soul ties, big thing.
It's a big thing.
We can't hide from that.
That's it.
You know, and I love that you touch on that, and you don't sugarcoat it.
Correct. Mm. We need to. And more than that, what our listeners can experience from the book is just revealing the stuff that once tied me, but also speaking about certain processes that the Holy Spirit allowed me to follow, that it kind of enlightened my mind with, in terms of, you know, we all know that God saves us, but what is the process that we need to follow?
Mm.
How do I get to where you are now? What happened in your life? And that ultimately, because then it's a teaching.
Yeah.
More than just sharing the story, also speaking about how in your teaching you learned the lessons that other people can now possibly also start
and take
apply in their lives.
Sure. Wow. Yeah. Guys, goosebumps, except for Yella. Just need goosebumps, Iso. Liesl, what do you hope the audience will take from this book?
If I can say that I have hope, it's the hope that our lives are never too deep in sin for God not to take us out and bring us to a place of light in Him. Because once you are removed from the shackle and the prison of sin, He takes you and He places
and
you
he
in
you.
Him. He restores you in Him. So then we become hidden in Christ.
Sure.
So if God could have done it for me, yes, we have God's word that gives us all the evidence of people back then, 1,000 years ago, that experienced His grace. But if we just dare to look around us and see what God has done in the lives of those people around you. But in order for people to see, we need to be liberated with what we share of where God has taken taken us out of. So for us to hold on to our testimonies, we actually denying God the glory of the work that he has done in your life.
And he's doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because again, our testimonies, what God has done in our lives, is what another person needs who are caught in the same thing that you once were in.
Sure.
As a banner of hope that if God could do it for Liesl,
he can do it for me.
Then he can do it for me.
Sure.
If God can do it to that woman that had many soul ties, that had two divorces, who knows about being an adulterer but also being cheated on. I can now tell the story of a person who's experienced both, but I'm not defined by it. I'm not defined by it. And that's the thing the enemy wants to tell us, but you were it. How
labeled.
Can you speak about it?
Yes.
But we are qualified to speak on the topic because we have gone through it.
Mm.
Our qualification is not by a degree.
No.
Yes, I respect everyone who's gone through, you know,
the process.
that process of studies. But if life has awarded you certain qualifications by what you've lived through, you are qualified to speak on the topic. And there's people whose shackles need to be broken. Broken by the sound that only you can release.
Sure.
Nobody else can tell your story the way you can tell it.
100%.
It's grace. It's love.
Powerful. There's I don't have any words to describe the anointing right now. Sure. Thank you. And I'm so happy that we're chatting.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm speechless. For the first time, Natasha Kamala is speechless.
I'm sorry.
In a good way. Let's talk about the cover. What was the inspiration behind the cover of the book?
Whoa. Okay. So the cover is a collaboration between God, myself, and my creative. I knew what I wanted. And I remember sending my creative a picture of me in my past. And he was saying, Liz, that is no longer you.
Wow.
The world need to see you out of where you came from. And we had a brief, and when he brought this first design to me, it literally speaks of how I came out of darkness and now in light, even as I am in darkness behind me, it actually, it radiates the light even more. And that's the thing. It amplifies what God has done, because as darkness is behind you, when light comes in, you know, whatever is before the darkness, is more brighter because of darkness.
Wow.
And that, I can only give God glory and that he connected me with great creatives. And I want to mention his name.
No, of course.
Because this guy is, you know, when I brief him, then he will always say, let me go to the Lord and ask him what he wants me to do. His name is Hayden Weedle, everybody. Mm. He's JC Creations. You should know him. And this man, he just gets his creativity directly from God.
Amazing. It is beautiful. It is.
Thank you.
It's simple, yet it's got a story. You know, it's inviting you to go into the book.
That's right.
And who should read this book, Liesl? I know we chatted off air, but I think it's a very good question. Who should read or purchase this book?
It's so crazy. When I wrote the book, and it was the very last page that I did, I wrote my dedication. And my dedication was to women. And do I have time to read the dedication?
Please. Yes.
I want to read this. The dedication says, Beautifully Flawed is dedicated to every woman who secretly lived through the consequences of the choices they wished they never made. If you have faced ridicule from loved ones and walked in the shame of the unspoken pain caused by the opinions of an ignorant and judgmental society, then my story is for you. This book is for every woman who believes that she is much more than her mistakes, poor choices, and her past. Beautifully Flawed will remind you who silently live through the humiliation of emotional, physical, and psychological abuse that you are worth far more than the scars you carry.
Sure.
This book is for the woman who tried to change yet made the same mistakes over and over again and in the process lost more than just an identity. If you are ready to pick up the pieces, to shake off the dust of a previous version of yourself and reclaim your rightful place in this world, this book is for you.
Sure.
I wrote it for women, and as women grab hold of the story first, men started buying it for their wives, but read it first. And now say, but Liesl, although your book is dedicated to women, I understand what my mother went through.
Sure.
Our mothers in previous generations suffered in silence.
Mm.
They were so caught up in an oppressive teaching of this is what you needed to portray.
This is the expectation.
This is the expectation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So men understand now. They understand why their sisters are doing certain things. So as much as it's dedicated for women or to women, it's available, I think, for everyone. Mm. And so interestingly, one of my close friends bought a book for her stepmom. And she has a sister of 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
And the two of them, her mother and her sister, started reading the book as a devotion every night. This 12-year-old as well.
Wow.
Because as a young girl, you need to understand the potential dangers that comes with releasing your innocence or letting go of your innocence in search of this thing that is now pulling at your heart. You need to understand that if you stepped out of that order of youth innocence, of
this
youth
is what,
and walking and taking on stuff that is meant for adults, then that there's a consequence. So this 12-year-old girl read my book that is vulnerable and open, but she needs to be taught the lessons of what could potentially happen if you step out of order.
I love that. I love that. Mary Ann April Bergman is saying, beautifully flawed. Wow. Okay. How's the book purchase? We are getting there.
We're getting there.
I just want to see if I've got anything else. But yes, such great feedback from listeners. Very powerful book. People are wanting to know how to purchase the book. So on that note, Liesl, where can our listeners get this book? How is there exclusive books you mentioned off air?
That's right.
Yeah. What's the process?
So everyone, yes, my queen sister Natasha just said it's available at Exclusive Books, all stores nationally. And you can go and you can purchase there, or alternatively, you can contact the author directly for your signed copy.
Oh, yes.
And, I am also available to come to your, whether you have women functions or special workshops, to come and speak about the many lessons that is within, Beautifully Flawed. And then again, you can purchase the book there.
Fantastic.
I'm also on Amazon. So if you are into Kindles, you can purchase directly from Amazon as well.
Okay. I must say I'm old school girl.
Me too. I want the smell of the pages.
Exactly. And I feel like if I do it on, so I'm grateful for my copy. Mm. Thank you very much, Liesl. For the number, I will of course give it to those asking separately. Is that what you prefer?
No, you can actually, it's my business number.
Okay.
So you can share the number on air.
All right. Can you just repeat that number for me?
My number is 083-226-8992.
Let's just repeat that one.
083-226-8992.
Fantastic.
And the cost of the book is 220 rand.
Fantastic. And if people are wanting to purchase from you, Liesl, how does delivery work? Is there an extra fee for delivery?
So, depending on where you stay, but I mean, the fee is ridiculously cheap. It's like 90 rand. I use courier guy, so you don't need to go anywhere. They deliver directly to your door.
Okay.
Or if you're within close reach of where I live, then I can obviously arrange a drop off directly to your door.
Fantastic.
From the author
herself.
Herself.
I mean,
it's my ministry, guys. It's the best thing to meet the people who read your story.
Absolutely. And it's all, and I said this off air as well, it's all just, it was supposed to happen the way that it happened.
It was supposed to happen the way it happened.
And I'm so happy that, you know, we chatted. I can't wait to get into the book.
All glory be to God.
And to inspire other people to go and get the book.
Correct.
Because there's a story in here.
There's definitely a story. And I mean, for me, the beauty of, and I know we touched on this already, but the fact that God has taken my life and literally 360, flipped it upside down, that I am now, I'm married to a wonderful, wonderful guy, Johnny Sneyman. You know him as the worshipper. And we have a beautiful family. My adult children, a little boy that God has kind of nestled in our family because of grace.
Sure.
And I'm grateful that I can live in grace and actually speak about, you know, how God actually do restore.
Amen.
I'm evidence of it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm evidence of it.
What a way to end that off. Liesl, ek sê groot dankie.
Groot, thank you so much, Queen.
Thank you
everyone,
so much
for tuning in.